At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on the Tour Coach. If you're looking to get better at coaching, teaching, or playing the game of golf, you're in the right spot. I'm about to take you behind the scenes, inside the ropes, with all of the people I meet on my journey in the game of golf that are here to shed some experiences and shed some information that's going to help your journey improve and get better. Get ready. Let's go. Let's get better.
Gordy, thanks for sitting in.
Hi, Jackson. Good to be here.
Transitioning to golf well.
Oh.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, been Golf Science Lab for, 10 years now at this point.
Is it really? And,
yeah.
Okay.
And I got back after it this year, just like wanting to get back out, like talking to people and learning again, and been a blast. But I didn't really resonate with the name. Like when we started, it was literally, I was just talking to people about science stuff. Like that's all it was.
Okay.
And so change, and so just kind of change the brand, and now it's more like, yeah, like when I hang out and talk to someone like you or a lot of coaches and people, it's like, hey, we're just trying to like, what can we do to golf well? You see, and I worked that in there. That was really good.
That was very good. And what I appreciate about it is a lot of the stuff that gets popular on social media is from coaches that are great with tour players, yeah, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And there's merit to that. But that doesn't necessarily always help the recreational player.
Yeah.
And I think there's a little bit of a branch of yours that obviously applies to good players, but players that might not be worthy of playing on the tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they have three kids coming on four, one kid coming on another, and like, and you know, it's funny, I transitioned to a club that was a little bit different where there's, it's a younger age demographic at the, yeah, club, but a lot of these guys have jobs and kids, and then they're trying to go golf well.
Yeah,
and
that's very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's just different. So what are some of your goals with it, and what are you trying to help people with?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, what I learned is like everybody should find their own challenge in a bit. So like this year I started a thing called like Road to 180, where I wanted to hit 180 mile per hour ball speed. And like,
because you thought that would help your golf game, or because that's what you wanted?
I didn't want to set a goal of like I want to lower my handicap by a stroke or something like that.
Okay.
I think like setting different performance goals can like really help people get more engaged in the process. Like pick a target and like go for it. Maybe there's a putting, like this putting drill or some kind of strokes gain thing. You just take that on of like,
okay,
this is my, like for the year, my target is this. And structure your kind of life around that. So with like Road to 180, I have had to like figure out like, how does one go to a gym? Like that's been, you know, something I've had to figure out on that. And That's been like one thing, and it's been interesting to hear people kind of resonate with that, and like I get messages from people like, oh, I've started my own, you know, kind of like speed journey or whatever it is, right?
Because it is
like,
great to hit it further. It's and everybody great to loves hit it, it to hit it past yeah. their buddies.
Yes, yes. Okay. I think you can shoot lower golf scores with
makes it
hitting
easier.
It further. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like that's one of my that people can find like what is the thing I'm going to work on, whether it's wedges. Like we've done a bunch of stuff on wedges lately with different people, and it's just okay. like, oh man, there's so many things they can pull off. So is this the year of like I'm going to own wedges this Got year it. And like get everything dialed in?
Okay.
But that's been really interesting to me is breaking down. The big goal is like, yeah, of course, I want to shoot lower scores and get my handicap better. But like, what are the different little, you know, avenues that we can go down and learn about and like kind of.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scotts and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
It's funny, I had a golf school one time, and the instructor that I brought in described golf as like whack-a-mole.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was a great description. I never heard it before. You got to like whack down putting, and you got to whack down drivers and irons and wedges, and like all these little things pop up. And having a way to whack down each one of those moles, you're trying to hit it further, people are trying to wedge it better, putt it better. Got it.
Okay. So when you work with a student, and you pull up their stats, you only get their strokes gained for all the different stuff. If they are like have a weakness in, you know, 200 yard iron shots, right? Or like, let's say it's 200 to 225, like just really bad or whatever it is. Would you structure the practice plan to like focus more on that?
That's a really good question and an open-ended one, because I think it's always relative to the player.
Okay.
Where I'm thinking of like, four or five examples right now where, you know, it's funny, oftentimes with an elite level player, let's say they're really good at ball striking, right? Well, like, they're a great ball striker, and continuing to like hone in on that is good, and like you can even make those skills better, which makes like putting and chipping almost not as important.
Yeah.
Right? Where like you still have to be good at those skills to win on at high levels. But I think recreational players, it might be a little bit different, where like there's a consistency factor across the board. Like, that's what I hear all the time, right? I want to be more consistent. Okay, well, like, yeah, scoring for a 10 handicap looks probably a little bit different for somebody that's trying to get their LPGA Tour card or trying to get their PGA Tour card from the Korn Ferry Tour. So, yes, I think it is data-driven, but also having some perspective with what it's actually like when it's under the gun.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
So I guess if you have someone that is tracking stats or whatever they're using, right, and it says, like, I'm a 10 handicap, but in my leg putting, I'm a 20 handicap, would you structure practice to, like, we're going to focus on that?
For sure, like low-hanging fruit, right? Like, low-hanging fruit, yes. Three putt less, make everything inside of 5 feet, and be really good inside of 10 feet.
Yeah.
And, like, can you hit it in the fairway, and can you hit it on the green, and, like, improve how many greens you hit so that there's not as much stress on your up and down? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because all the good ball strikers, they might not have a – they'll have a round where they don't hit it great, and then you look at the stats and you're like, it really wasn't that bad, man.
So that's my pitch. I don't know. I call it weird, but I found, like, become obsessive about something and just, like, chase it down. So whether it's a year of putting, maybe you, like, suck at putting, and it's – I've never been there. I don't relate to that at all. But and maybe you happen to end up with, you know, some new putters. Your house looks like you got training aids everywhere. And then maybe it's your year of, like, hey, I'm going to improve that, right? And so you, like,
putter.
Just chase it down and try stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
And have some metrics for before and after.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a random pitch for you. Like,
I like that.
Find a thing and, like, what is my year going to look like? Because I want to chase speed, or I want to chase putting, or I want to chase some of that stuff.
January 2025?
I know.
What is your goal?
Your New Year's resolution. Do a fun New Year's resolution.
I like
Don't
that.
Just say I want to lower my handicap by 5 strokes, because... You're going to, come June, you're going to be pissed and, you know.
Okay. Find your local dew sweeper and we'll help you.
Yeah, yeah. Not if you have your local dew sweeper.
Thanks, Gordon.
Yeah.